For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill, broadcasting from Kansas City at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. We get a chance to talk to the National Farmers Union, Rob LaRue, joining us. Rob, thanks for joining us. And there's no lack of issues, once again, to talk about. First of all, we can talk about Farm Bill right now. And I know there's a lot of talk of let's get this done here in 2017. I think maybe a little unrealistic, but seems like there's some positivity there.
Yeah, I think a good point, Jay. I think the agenda right now is just so full of other issues going on. We still have budget matters that we're trying to solve. We have the tax bill discussion that's going on right now. And there's a lot of activity on the farm bill kind of behind the scenes. But I think our chances of getting a farm bill done this year are probably slipping away from us. But I think it's still quite possible that we'll get a farm bill done on time, as it, you know, won't expire until September 30th next year.
You hear conversation on both sides of the aisle, this tax situation. Is this good for agriculture?
You know, I wish I could say that, Joe, but, you know, National Farmers Union, we've been looking at it. We've been talking to a lot of our members out there in Minnesota and elsewhere, and quite frankly, it's a mixed bag at the very least with the individual provisions. Even though I think farmers are being used as kind of the poster child, as one of the beneficiaries here, we don't see it, you know. And top all this off, we have $1.5 trillion going to the deficit. Anybody who doesn't think that that's going to have an impact on future challenges like getting a farm bill done, those challenges are coming, and I think we're just going to pay for it somewhere.
Rob, also a lot of talk regarding NAFTA. I heard a comment yesterday saying the bad part is we're not seeing we're not seeing a whole lot of movement necessarily, but the good side, we're seeing the talks continue. Is that a good way to look at things, or?
Well, I guess so, Joe. Anytime folks aren't actually walking away from the table is probably still a positive thing. Obviously, from Farmers Union point of view, we'd love to see some real changes here, something that's more focused on the farmers' benefit here. And something that's going to benefit them and isn't just so focused on exports only, right? But we need to make sure that we're getting a fair price here. I wish I could say that we're going to see that real reform in there, but like everybody on all sides of this issue in agriculture, we're concerned about what the effect of just pulling out would be, and so we're watching it very carefully.
It's a real reality, I think. Like you said, we need to figure out how this may work if we do.
Yeah, prices across the board, right, are just, you know, looking sour into the long term, and so we need markets, but we need markets that are going to be working and they're going to be producing real results for farmers.
Finally, when it comes to healthcare, what are we seeing? Are we seeing any positivity in that neck of the woods?
Boy, there's another area, Joe, where I wish I could say that we're going to see some reform. Reform is needed, right? You know, while we have improvements in the system that we have nowadays, there's greater access to healthcare, but costs are just skyrocketing, right? Folks have limited ability, and we still have a lot of pressure on our rural hospitals. And if we keep things going the way they are, you know, things are just going to continue to get worse. Unfortunately, as you know, we have a lot of these proposals out there which are going to make the situation far worse, particularly in rural areas, and force rural hospitals to close even faster. So my hope is that we can get bipartisan solutions on the table again, but the talk right now with the tax plan, quite frankly, is to get rid of the individual mandate, which I understand some people's concerns with that, but what that's going to do is just drive costs, you know, further up and make the situation far worse.
I know in Minnesota we're seeing kind of a co-op option, which is kind of gaining some steam too, where farmers are buying in and kind of that co-op whole thought process, and maybe hopefully that'll work out and be a good option.
Yeah, we'd love to see that kind of option actually more readily available in other states and so forth. So Minnesota, once again, in this area is kind of leading the way. I wish we could see our national leaders taking advantage of it.
Rob LaRue, appreciate your time this morning here in Kansas City, okay?
All right, thank you.
You bet. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill, broadcasting from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting in Kansas City, Missouri.